You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by Uber. Enter the promo code TV Confidential, all one word, when you download the app at get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential, and you'll receive a free first ride up to $20.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Carolyn Hennessy of General Hospital will join us at the top of the hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we will close out this hour by playing the first of three segments from a conversation that originally aired in July 2011 with Emmy Award-winning writer-producer William Link. William Link, who, along with his longtime friend and collaborator Richard Levinson, co-created Columbo, Murder, She Wrote, Ellery Queen, Mannix, and many other TV series, as well as wrote and produced such iconic made-for-TV movies as That Certain Summer, My Sweet Charlie, The Judge and Jake Weiler, The Gun, and The Execution of Private Slovak. William Link passed away this past Sunday, December 27th, at the age of 87. We were fortunate enough to talk to William Link on three occasions on TV Confidential, one of which occurred in July 2011, a few weeks after the death of his friend Peter Falk. We will play that conversation for you as part of our program this week.
Hi, this is Louis Gossett Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Even with some of the murderers that I meet, I even like them too. Sometimes. Like them and even respect them. Not for what they did. Certainly not for that. But for that part of them which is intelligent or funny, or just nice. Because there's niceness in everyone. A little bit anyway. You can take a cop's word for it.
Ed Robertson welcoming you to hour number two of TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television that tonight is paying tribute to Emmy Award-winning and Oscar-nominated actor Peter Falk, the man known to three generations of television viewers throughout the world as the wily L.A. police detective, Lieutenant Columbo. There are probably only two people, folks, who know more about Peter Falk and Columbo than anyone else around. I guess three if you count Shara. But not counting Shara, Peter's widow, the two people who know more about Peter and Columbo, one of which we talked to in our first hour, Mark Dowidziak. The other is sitting right across from me, Mr. William Link, the man who co-created the Columbo character and the Columbo television series, along with his longtime collaborator, Richard Levinson. Bill, it's good to have you back on the program. I'm sorry it's a sad occasion.
Yeah, but I'm glad to be here and tell you a little about Peter Falk.
When you first wrote the character, you know, more than 50 years ago, did you have any clue that people would not only be watching the show, but you're watching it for the first time?
None. What happened was we wrote a stage play, Prescription Murder, and it was optioned by a big-time Hollywood producer, and he toured it all over the United States. It was very successful, and in Canada. And later, Dick and I saw the stage play. He had a terrific cast. Thomas Mitchell played Columbo. Your older viewers, radio fans might remember Mitchell as being the father in Gone with the Wind.
He was also Uncle Billy in It's a Wonderful Life.
Correct. He was the drunken doctor and stage coach. He was a wonderful actor, classic character actor. And he was in the show together with Joseph Cotten, who was then a big movie star. Mm-hmm. And Agnes Moorehead, who everyone knew, her career. Wonderful cast. And the producer did a very good job. Dick and I flew up to San Francisco to the Curran Theater, where the show debuted before it went on tour. And first performance, cast comes out. Agnes Moorehead applauds. The woman who played the mistress, a lot of applause. She was Joe Cotton's wife. Thomas Mitchell comes out. Applause goes through the ceiling. And Dick and I look at each other. What is it with this cop? We figured, hey, we've already written a lot of cops. What does this cop have? Or is it just Thomas Mitchell, you know, who's an excellent actor? But it was revelatory. There was something about that cop character. And then, 3-4 years later, we sold the play to Universal. And then we were sitting around in our office there. They gave us an office trying to cast who's going to play Columbo. And we thought of Bing Crosby, which seems weird these days. But if you remember, Bing had a wonderful sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And he was a good actor. When he was in The Country Girl, he was in a lot of features where he did straight acting, no comedy. You know, everyone remembers from the road shows, you know, they did with Bob Hope. But we knew he was a good actor, good dramatic actor. And we sent him a script, and he sent us a very nice letter back saying, boys, good luck on the script. It's very good, but I don't want to get into the rat race of series television. I hear, you know, if you have no time to see your family or anything like that, and I'd rather stick to the golf course now. I can do two CBS musical specials a year, and I'm very happy with that. But good luck with this, boys. It's quite good. So he was gone. We were thinking of Lee J. Cobb, who was under contract at Fox. Mm-hmm. But Cobb was a little too harsh. He was a little too brutal. I mean, people remember him from On the Waterfront. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the boss, really the mafia boss, and very good actor. But we figured he wasn't quite right. And then suddenly, I believe it was on a Monday morning, we're sitting in our office and the phone rings, and it's Peter Falk. We had known Peter from New York. Mm-hmm. We used to have breakfast with him because we had the same agent at the William Morris Agency, which was right across the street in the Mooney Building on Broadway. And Peter was this very likable, charming, good actor. And we became friends. And then Dick and I were in the Army. Dick was in the peacetime Army. I was in the regular Army. We were drafted. I served 2 years. Dick served 6 months. But when we got out, of course, we joined up again. We'd been together since the first day at junior high school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went back to, you know, what can we do? And I forget now exactly what happened. All the shows we loved, the Philco Playhouse, the Kraft Theater, they were all wonderful original teleplay series on television, or live shows. They had all died while we were in the Army, mm-hmm. and everything had gone to Hollywood. And then we got the Private Eyes and the Private Detectives and the rest of it. So we had to go to Hollywood. The handwriting was on the wall in neon. There was nothing in New York. We loved New York. Dick had been to L.A., I hadn't. And, I mean, when we came out of here to live, you had to put a fence around us. We didn't believe L.A. People walking around in Bermuda shorts on Christmas Day, no snow. We were restaurant fiends. We loved the great restaurants in New York. There was only Chasen's out here and Perino's in those days and the great La Scala. And then we hadn't kept in touch with Peter. But we had heard through the grapevine that Peter had come out here, too. So that Monday morning in our office at Universal, we were scouting around who's going to play Columbo. The phone rang. I will never forget it. It was a very fateful phone call. It was Peter, and he said, I got a copy of that script, guys, and I killed to play that cop. Now, that's my lousy imitation of Peter. Sometimes when I wanted to annoy him, I would use it. He was very annoyed because it was so lousy. But, so, you know, we didn't even test him or anything.
Right, because he had, you know, he was an established film star, and he gets the Oscar nomination for Murder, Inc.
Absolutely.
Right.
And, you know, could he play the guy in the raincoat? We didn't quite know that. So, we got him into the raincoat, gave him the cigar, and the rest is television history.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Now, when you first created Columbo, I understand that one of the inspirations was the detective in Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky. And then Mitchell played it, and then you had other actors in mind. Now, at what point, or was there a point, when the character became more Peter's creation than yours and Dick's creation?
Once he did it. We'd read Crime and Punishment in college, University of Pennsylvania, and it was a favorite book of ours. Mm-hmm. And we always had our eye on Inspector Petrovich. And, you know, we did 100 interviews or 200 interviews on this character through the years, Dick and I. But after Dick had passed on, I remember the Brits came to film me on a anniversary of how many years Columbo had been on the air. They actually sat me down and had me read a passage from Crime and Punishment that Petrovich was in it, quizzing the young student who had killed the landlady. And it was amazing. You could hear the echoes of Columbo. You know, I'm just a lowly bureaucrat. I don't have the intelligence that you do. I mean, I'm not an educated person like you, but, you know, it's something I wanted to ask you. You can hear Columbo. That was our template. That's where we got it. We made many other changes, of course, in the character, the clever clues and everything, but that was our template.
Listening to a conversation with William Link, co-creator of Columbo, that originally aired in July 2011 on TV Confidential. William Link passed away this past Sunday, December 27th, at the age of 87. We'll play more of a conversation with Bill. In our second hour, among other things, we'll talk about what Bill calls the three elements that every episode of Columbo had, as well as some of the greatest pops in Columbo history, Pop being Peter Falk's name for the final clue of the episode that upended the murderer. We'll also talk about how Bill and Dick Levinson were involved in every aspect of production, not only on Columbo, but every show and made-for-TV movie that they wrote and produced. We'll talk about their collaboration with a very young Steven Spielberg on Murder by the Book, the very first episode of the Columbo series produced in 1971, and a whole lot more. All that coming up as we play more of a conversation with William Link in our second hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. Meantime, we'll take a quick time out, then we will welcome Carolyn Hennessy of General Hospital when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
You can listen to this show all over again as a podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcast, and wherever podcasts are found. Best of all, it's free. To subscribe to the TV Confidential podcast, go to the homepage at televisionconfidential.com and click subscribe now.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant. Enter the coupon code CONFIDENTIAL when you sign up, and you'll receive $5 off your first month's membership. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.